Hello and welcome to episode 85 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Maddie B, joined once again by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, we are going to recap Lonto Griffin's historic win at the Shell Houston Open. We're going to get into our weeks, the news, as we always do. It's Thanksgiving weekend here in Canada. We'll get through that. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a couple top fives mixed in. Lots of stuff.
It's just the Houston Open, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Just Houston. Hat tip to Shell for getting free advertising on this one. Just yeah. One time, though. Yeah. Before we get into it all, though, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 30% off your order. Drive the Green is also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, presented by Kinexus.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. Before we get into our weeks and everything, just want to clear the air. I didn't mention that there's an interview this week. I know last week, during the live taping of the pod, I sent Lonto Griffin a DM. Just said, hey, Lonto, you want to come on the show? Obviously, we have enough pull that they react to these things almost immediately now. So anyway, the next day, Lonto says, yeah, boys, I'm in. I got a couple weeks off. We'll do it. Then the guy has to go out and win the gosh darn thing, and now we're lost in the 500 text messages that he probably got saying, hey, congrats, man.
He's high on life.
Well, don't blame him. More than 500. Like, just think how many random people sent him an Instagram DM that he's just like, and then ours is in there mixed in there. Like, I almost sent him one. Like, just saying, hey, congrats, my dude.
I should clarify, though. I text him. He gave me his cell number.
Oh, wow.
I've texted him. I'm lost in the text shuffle. So we're like the next level of lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, I forgot
we're not
that.
Lost in the DM shuffle. We're lost in the text. I got his number in my phone.
Well, why don't we just call him right now?
Whoa, ballsy. I'm not doing it.
Let's see what happens.
Can't burn that bridge. So he agreed to it. We had identified that this guy is someone that's going to win.
I have faith that
And then the very next week he wins.
I have faith that once this settles down a little bit, he's going to come on.
I think
week.
He's on the show next week. Probably on next week. He should be on right now.
I'm not ready to get hurt again.
He promised.
I should.
He did promise us, but I'm not ready to get hurt again. Yeah, after Varner, after Van Ruyen, there's a few that have left us high and dry.
Yeah, well, Van Ruyen was partially our fault too.
But yeah, EVR is coming on still. That's like, it's not like he's said no. Anyway, so we got a lot.
Months.
We got a lot in the hopper, and then I was kind of put all my eggs in the Lonto basket, so I didn't want to line up any of the other interviews this week because he was our guy this week.
Well, yeah.
And then he had to go and win, and now it's even more. I had to hope that he was going to text us back. I couldn't tell the other guys that we got lined up that we want to do him.
Yeah. Right.
So anyway, that's why no Lonto Griffin this week. We got, like I say, we got four or five in a row coming up. But I've also said that the last 2 weeks and it hasn't happened. So I apologize to the listeners who are waiting for an interview.
We got to stop teasing them a little bit here. But
yeah. Here, this is where we're at. All right?
Yep.
So like I mentioned, we got to get into our weeks. And I'm on a roll here. I'll go last. Because my week leads into a top five.
Ooh.
Before we even get started.
Getting it out of the way early, hey?
Before we even get started.
I'll go first because mine is pretty straightforward. I ref two hockey games, retired from playing hockey.
Welcome to the club.
I'll tell you one thing: when you get paid to ref, it's a whole different ball game. I had no problems with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Those games you did were easy.
Well, okay.
One was our game, which was a blowout.
Yeah, you're welcome for the
we got the
smooth
win.
Refing
first win of the year.
First win. All you got to do is. It's like we're part of the NFL now because if we just watch we tape on Monday nights, we watch Monday Nighter, and apparently phantom calls exist now.
Yep. You're welcome.
Every week. So we get now Harv just doesn't call any penalties on us.
I've yet to call.
You called that one trip. You were going to call that one trip where I got tripped.
Oh, yeah, but the ref called it too.
Oh, yeah. But you had your arm up, didn't you?
Yep.
Well, that was nice of you. Yeah. Did you do anything else?
No, watch golf all weekend. Oh, and did some hockey camp stuff, but don't need to talk about that. So
nice pod prep though. All
lots,
weekend.
I had lots of pod
You're
prep.
You're driving
here.
This week too.
Yeah.
So
like buckle up. She's going to be a long one.
Speaking of which, the other driver. Did you watch?
I was busy making picket signs all week.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So still doing that.
So you're going to be probably on the picket line again this week, and the golf course closes tomorrow, and you're not even going to get to hit it.
If we're looking at 14, 17, and 14 for highs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Celsius. If they don't keep that course open until Friday, they're...
Yeah.
I might burn it down.
Our course is scheduled to close tomorrow.
All the grass and everything.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 3 degrees on closing day.
Yeah.
Today's actually closing day.
Yes, sorry. Like, today's the last day open.
Yeah.
So it's set to close tomorrow. Not open for play tomorrow. 3 degrees. Seems like the right call. The next day, it gets hot again. And if you don't reopen, we got a problem. Yeah. You got to do it.
You have to. How do you not? It's not like you need to go in, oh, these last 2 days messed everything up. Mm-hmm. There's no one out there. You just go in and turn the lights on Wednesday morning, and whoever shows up can golf.
Yeah, yep. And you're probably going to get a few green fears, and you're probably going to get a few, you know, maybe you're going to sell a glove.
I don't think that would after the pro shop.
I thought you were going to say like a pop.
Maybe you're going to sell some.
Or a bag of chips or something.
We were there last Friday, or I was.
Pretzel bites.
Yeah, well, they barely had anything left. Yeah. I mean, they're doing it right. They're preparing to be closed, but
they got to stay. Might have to go to a different course.
Yeah.
Maybe Thursday or Friday. We'll see.
So, can I get in mind now?
Go ahead, yeah. I don't care.
didn't do much during the week. Oh, my birthday was on Wednesday.
Yep, so, we mentioned that last week.
Yeah. Well, now it's like happened.
Yeah, it's a good birthday. We're all the same age.
Good birthday.
Guys, we're all the same age.
So I've been asking for birthdays, Father's Days, and Christmas coming up, Golf Town gift cards. So I got a pretty good stockpile going. I'm just debating now if I want to keep it going. Like, I ask from everyone I know at Christmas, but then I'll have so much. I wonder if I should just like keep it going and see how long I can go.
Until your next set of clubs.
Maybe next set of clubs or something, but I don't know.
Plus, you're already stocked up. Like, what do you need?
Nothing.
I think I need to get some shoes. I want to get some of those. Bruno's been talking up these FootJoy,
the boas.
Anaconda. They're boas, yeah.
No, those things.
It's a snake.
They're the best.
No, I don't want one, but he's been talking them up. So I'm at least going to go dabble, try them on.
What year are you in that you're still lacing up your shoes?
It's true. They do look
I haven't tied my shoes in 5 years. They have the same knot in them since I got them. And I just slip them on.
Just slip them on. Nothing better than a good slip-on shoe with a good knot.
Every pair of shoes I own.
You double knot and then hide it behind the tongue?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Welcome to 3019, buddy.
Yeah, old Bronell over here, the guy just, I have my shoes tied up, but I'm one of those turn all my shoes into sandals by stepping on the backs of them.
Exactly. Yeah. You nailed it.
The worst kind of human.
Just ruining shoes. That reminds me, I went to Golf Town last week, and I should have had that in to test out putters because I wanted to get a new putter.
Yeah.
And I was trying mallets. I was trying the Tour Spider, the Mini Spider, the Odyssey mallet, and I was kind of narrowing it down to the Mini Spider is what I was going to go with, and then I just grabbed the Scotty Cameron that I have, but the newer one, and just made like 10 putts in a row, like 30 footers across the whole green, and I'm like, I'm not just going to buy the same putter and spend $500 on the exact putter I have, so I guess we're back to the drawing board on what I'm doing now.
Yep. Not going to buy one. So my birthday was good. Didn't do much over the weekend. Obviously did some research on the golf. My Chiefs lost again. But then today, holiday Monday.
Yep.
We had the family last night, so didn't have much going on today. So my brother said, hey, do you want to take the kids public swimming? So in honor of that, I've prepared a top five worst public places.
Oh, wow. There's lots. Can't wait for this.
This could be a top 5,000.
Lots. Number five, traffic.
Yep.
Nothing worse than traffic. We don't deal with it a lot here, but traffic in general, one of the worst things.
You've already hooked in Bronell.
Yeah. Yep. Big anti-traffic guy over here. A lot of bad drivers in Moose Jaw.
I can't even handle the traffic here, let alone in a big city.
Number four, where I was today, public swimming pools.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going to be number one for sure.
Wow. No,
it's not that bad,
really.
We're
getting there. Like, number four.
Pools aren't that bad.
So we got there. Wasn't that packed when we got there, but then more and more people started showing up, and then more and more people started showing up.
Yeah.
I also feel
like pool etiquette is just completely out the window these days.
Yeah.
Like,
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. My kids were main culprits. They're playing ball toss across across the pool with like 35 people in between them, just bouncing it off of adults' heads. Kids'
I don't mind
heads.
That. I'm okay
it's just
with that.
Free for all.
No, it that's exactly what it is these days. It's a free for all.
My brother and I went and found a spot that was very quiet in like the large pool and just watched from a distance. There's lifeguards on duty. Yeah. I'll make sure my kid's not fighting any other kids. And if they happen to be drowning, I'm going to yell at the lifeguard to go save them.
That's great. Standard also, pro tip, don't go to the pool on holidays or free pool days.
My brother did say that too. He's like, I came here yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. That's a good Sunday. That's a great
point. Go on a Tuesday at 1:30.
Yeah, when you have to pay all of whatever it is, $14 or whatever it is, and you just
still
enjoy a nice swim.
Yeah, it's you and seven other people.
And it's only 40% piss.
Yeah. Oh, right. it was there's a bunch of piss there. Number three, emergency rooms.
Yep, that's up there.
Nothing worse than emergency room. Nothing worse than emergency room where you have like a minor ailment that you know you have to go to the hospital for, but you know you're getting put, like we're talking triage here, you're at the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Like if you need stitches, like you're just last in line.
Last in line, yeah.
On like your hand or something.
It's like you got a Band-Aid? Okay, you're okay for a little while then.
You got your head wrapped? Yeah, you're good. Number two, I probably should have made this five, but I it's my personal list. Haunted houses.
What? Because you're scared of them?
Yeah,
or
relevant. It's relevant.
How many of these have you been in?
Yeah, I'm not a big haunted house guy.
Like, he's only been in one, I bet.
Yeah, like, yeah, you mean a house that they've like done up to be spooky for Halloween? Or you mean like you're at someone's house and you feel
just
it's
general,
haunted?
I think it's actually more of a public place. Just the general idea of Halloween.
The done up ones at like fairs and stuff he's talking about. You're not talking about like houses that are like some old house that might have ghosts in it.
No, I'm talking about the ones that are done up, like the shock house and stuff like that you go to.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Oh, for one, I would never go to those. No. Like those ones where they put like night cameras on them and they film like celebrities or athletes in those and they watch them scream. Yeah, that's stupid.
The funny thing is I enjoy watching those to watch them scream like that. That is me if ever someone paid me or I had to go. I don't think you pay me to do it. I don't think I'd do it. Their genuine fright is exactly what mine would be. I'd have an actual heart attack in there.
Would you rather go in one of those or spend a night in a house that may be haunted? Like just some old house?
Spend a night in a house.
Yeah?
Spend a night in a haunted house for sure.
Oh, wow.
Because I just go to sleep. Because if it's potentially haunted, I'll just go to sleep.
Okay. But it's haunted.
Yeah, but I don't care. It's not.
It's probably one of those things you got to believe that it's haunted for it to actually be haunted.
That's right. Next on the list. Number one, kids' friends' birthday parties. I've talked about this many times. Nothing worse than going to a kid's friend's birthday party where you don't know any of the adults. And you have to talk to them.
Yeah.
Like at least a swimming pool, I don't have to talk to anyone.
Like there's only so much weather you can discuss.
Yeah. Yeah, unless
today's forecast, the next 3 days.
This might not be number one, just in case you do find a one parent that you happen to bring up sports and you just talk about sports all the time.
Yeah.
But I had a couple honorable mentions, one of which is staff parties.
There it is. I was like wondering where that was showing up because I was going to bring it up if it wasn't on the list.
They're okay.
Staff.
Some what about
staff
your
parties?
Spouse's staff party?
Oh, okay.
Oh, there
number
you go.
One. Yeah, number one.
Spouse staff party, yeah. That one's number one. Sorry, yep. Well, it's number one on mentions because I've already done my list. And then before I went with the generality of this list, I had on here and then I crossed it off the Kardashian household.
That's a
public place. Yeah.
That's why I crossed it off the list.
Okay.
So that's our week. So let's get into the Lonto Griffin win.
Just like that,
My
guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible that we were talking about him trending the right way, but a lot of these guys that trend to four straight top 25s don't win.
Well, you start thinking like because every player gets like a hitch or something, and they have a bad week, and they got to restart,
or they get hot like this, and then they miss a cut.
Yeah,
and
when
they
did
go back
we start
to the
mentioning
board.
Him? 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
I mentioned him the second week of the season.
Yeah, he had two straight top 20s.
That well, was the first stutter, week he was like 8th or 11th or something. And I'm like,
yeah, it was like 11th, 13th, 17th. Yeah,
yep.
And then he's just been 15th, 18th, 11th.
I guarantee there's no other, media podcast thing in the world
that identified him
that
like
has brought him up.
Nope. Well, maybe after last week, four straight.
Yeah.
But like three but
when
was...
we did it? No.
Nope.
No chance.
Yeah. We got it time stamped on the pod 4 weeks ago.
It's a bump.
Well, I was going to play it for this episode, but I was going to play the clip of us talking about him and live messaging him and all that stuff when we actually have him. So that'll be right. Like next week.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. But applesauce.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just watching the guy because he did during his run, he didn't get a ton of airtime, so you didn't get to see him. I was very impressed with him. Not only his play, but his putting. He doesn't take practice swing. Like, he doesn't practice putt. He steps up to and putts. It's incredible.
There's quite a few guys like that.
Yeah, it's just...
It's interesting. Yeah. Like, even... Yeah. I mean, he's got a nice swing. Yeah, I mean, we can get into it, like...
You got a takeaway about him?
I got a bunch of just things. Like, so much stuff has come out about him today. Like,
like, we've identified him potentially breaking out, but not to the level of his backstory and, you know... All that stuff, golf.com, I think, did an article on him a little while ago. So they were kind of onto him, but.
Like, he was, like, 2 shots gain putting on the field this week. Like, he ran away with it on the whole, on the putting green. It was insane.
Yep. Capped off by the, what, 80-footer that he made or 60-footer or whatever. No, Hubbard made the 80-footer.
He made, like, a 45-footer on 16 to go up by one. But, yeah. I got a kick out of his wedges, like how guys are stamping stuff on their wedges and he's got Talladega Nights quotes on it. Like,
Okay. Seems like a pretty laid back dude.
Which ones were they?
He was in a battle.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
No, it was
Ma'am, I'll sign your baby.
Oh, yeah, nice. That one and who wants to get kicked out of an Applebee's or something like that. What else were they? I just had his upbringing on here about how he was raised, quote unquote, by hippies and was raised vegetarian, and then obviously his dad passed away at a young age, and then he got into golf. And
yeah, I think the story is pretty cool about, I think his dad passed away when he was 12, and then where he was golfing at, the pro there essentially said, "Yeah, you're free."
Yeah, free, and then he coached him.
Yeah, he got pretty emotional talking about that guy too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like his father figure. Yeah, he was 12 years old, got him hooked.
Yeah, and he flew his girlfriend in on Saturday, and then the first thing on the 18th green, he's like, "You happy you came?"
Yeah,
because obviously she was kind of hemming and hawing over it.
Yeah, right. She's an attorney, hey.
Yeah, so. But I mean, some more stats. What's that? 13 straight made cuts for him.
Yes,
the third longest streak.
Yeah,
on
current
tour. Current streak. They were saying in his first 15 events on the PGA Tour, he missed every cut.
Yep.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, on the tour in like 17 and finished like 175th in the FedEx Cup.
It feels like we've had a few of these guys in the last, you know, since the origin of this pod. We've had a handful. Adam Long was one, I remember. Lashley, he kind of had a similar.
Oh, that Lashley was the.
He had a bunch of missed cuts, didn't he?
And the debt or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of, like, well, and Sepp Straka almost won, and he kind of came out of nowhere. Zach Sucker finished second, almost won. Lots of guys like that.
Zach Sucker, RIP this week, though.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that in Dude Wipes.
But clean,
yeah, that's all I had. I don't know if you guys had anything more on him. But
Well, we could just kind of tie that into one of my first takeaways was we've kind of given, or lots of people, including ourselves, have given early season Fields a bit of a bad name.
Yep.
You know, softer fields, all this stuff, filled with guys you don't necessarily know because they're all guys like this that just got from the Corn Ferry. They have to get these tournaments in before all these other guys, you know, the top 50 in the world start showing up, 20 of them to every tournament. So we give them a hard time, but all of a sudden now these guys are winning and winning consistently and giving you these stories that you don't even think. Like, think about the guys that are living like he did, were with next to nothing in their bank account on like the third mini tour down. Mm-hmm. And then they work their way all the way up. And then their dream is just to play in these watered down fields.
Everybody loves an underdog.
Yeah. And so these fields are, like, you look at the leaderboard and it's filled with the top three were all Corn Ferry grads this year.
Yeah.
It's just nuts that
they're
coming up so fast now.
Since we've, like, the evolution of this pod, 85 episodes. I'm almost enjoying these ones.
Yes. That's why I brought it up.
Just because of of how much we're following these guys and the Corn Ferry grads and knowing, like, 2 years ago you'd be like, Lonto Griffin, Scott Harrington,
yeah,
Mark Hubbard. Who are these guys? Like, who cares about this tournament? But now it's like, well, isn't Harrington the guy whose wife got sick and then he got battled back and he's like taking time off and
just you put a lot more. It pulled in 700K this week.
Yeah,
those are the you know, being golf fans now and being able to put more into it to actually being a fan. And like you said, every guy has a story, and now you just get to hear them. You hear about all these stories and how crazy it is that these guys are.
The fair weather fans that only watch, you know, the big tournaments, they don't care.
Plus, for us, with the pod, it's a little bit, you know, these guys, they're the guys, every guy that's in this position wants to talk to you. And so it's nice that you get to actually talk to these guys before they get too big, quote unquote, to worry about you, right?
Yeah.
So,
I had one other stat about him actually just came to my mind. His biggest paycheck until this year was when he caddied for Will Wilcox in the 2014 Military Tribune. Willie Wilcox got fourth, and he got a $17,000 check.
Holy shit, that's a fun fact right there.
I did see...
friend of the pod, Willie Wilcox. Yeah. Yeah.
Willie posted on Instagram a couple stories about him, and then I was trying to figure out what their connection was, and I didn't know that that's what it was. That's pretty sick. He also roommate with Rafael Campos, I think.
Yes,
Lonto was. So, yeah. They were roommates at VCU, the Rams, Shaka Smart. That's
basketball.
NCAA. VCU Rams, they lost Final Four, I think?
They did make the Final Four, yeah.
Okay.
We probably should have talked about our takeaways before, because my first takeaway was that was maybe the weakest field I've ever seen.
I mean, you're not
and then
wrong.
I put after, no offense, because they are still amazing at golf. Like, they're still it's still a great tournament to watch. Doesn't mean anything. But
yeah, well, I think that works
out
well.
There wasn't a single top 100 player in the top 10 this week.
Well, there was only like a couple.
In the whole field.
In the whole field. Stenson being one of them. He missed the cut.
He was a top 50 player, But
But that's why I like it. Yeah. This is where all these guys get to. They're playing for FedEx Cup points.
Mm-hmm.
Harrington, who finished second now, like, you finished second, like Roger Stone last year, you finished second in the early in the season, and you've kind of opened yourselves up to play well all year. Keep your card.
Yeah, just grind away, and you're going to be keeping it.
Well, think of, I just thought of that first year when we started the pod, and we were calling Patton Kizzire the king of the silly season, because he won twice, but now this is technically the silly season, and it's great golf.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And we're giving him a hard time, and it's like, if that happens this year, I'll be like, well, yeah, this guy might be king of silly season, but he rules.
That being said, I saw a tweet saying 6 months till Masters Sunday the other day, and
did you see it? Because I retweeted it.
Maybe. But that also got me pretty excited. So,
yep.
I guess my first takeaway is
Lonto wasn't on your first.
Well, I got a bunch here, so we can call it second if you want. But the conditions on Friday.
Perfect. That's my third takeaway.
I love
watching people golf in bad weather. Can't get enough of it.
There was 140 golfers in this tournament. 18 of them shot in the 60s on Friday. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah. That's 122 in the 70s.
It was windy. It was brutal. And then the guys at the end had to play in the dark.
Yeah. And I mean, you don't see that on PGA tournaments stateside. Like, you see it in the European stuff and the British Open, but you never see that kind of wind.
Yep, couldn't agree. I have that because I love watching that. Like, it seems like all of these tournaments obviously are built around a better season, like a better time of year where they don't have to deal with this. Maybe they have to deal with some rain, but it's mostly sunny. Also, I just like to see guys have to struggle a little bit.
Yep.
Like, it's just nice to see that.
Like, what
plus
were the
it
wins?
This is not an easy course anyway.
Close to 50K, weren't they?
That would be my guess from what I could see.
Yeah. I think
we didn't see a wind.
Like, the winds were that bad the last round we played golf too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But like, it's way different because we play in that 10 times a year.
Yeah.
And 30 to 40K, 30 times a year, right?
Yeah.
But they never play in this kind of wind.
No. Yeah, I had kind of two takeaways, pretty much the same. But love seeing the golfing in bad weather. And my other takeaway was just how tough the course is anyway. It's one of the harder courses. I think 18 is second hardest hole on the PGA Tour or something like that.
Yeah, I got that as one of my takeaways.
Yeah, too. It was nice to know.
Yeah. So
18 since 2006, 656 golf balls have went in the water on 18.
Yeah. So it's a difficult course, even hard conditions. There were six guys that withdrew, two of which withdrew on Friday because they had to finish their round on Saturday. Didn't even come Saturday. Just left. WD.
Yeah.
Didn't even go to play their last four holes.
And that 18th was just like in Lonto's head because he doubled it in the second round.
I think he went bogey, double, bogey.
Yeah.
And then he parred it to win the tournament.
And on the third round, I was watching him there, and obviously he went in the water on the second round because he hit one so far right in the third round.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
And then he bogeyed, and then even on Sunday, he's like, okay, as long as I don't hit this in the water, at worst, I'm bogeying and I'm in a playoff.
Yeah.
If I go in the water, I'm doubling. So he purposely hit it way out right, just get it somewhere around the green, made a really good shot to get it on the green, and then two putt from 60 feet.
Yep.
That's how you win.
No, for sure.
You got it. Want me to go now?
Yeah, go.
Yeah.
We just took.
We'll change gears a bit. I'm going to talk about Harris English. This year, he's got three top tens in four starts.
Mm-hmm.
Is this one of your takeaways?
No, I just had it written down.
Oh.
Oh, in the series.
Three top tens in four starts this year. He had zero top tens all of last year on tour.
Wow.
So
that's a guy who's kind of good for him because he was kind of supposed to be a big deal there around 2012, 2013.
Are you going to point out that he has as many top tens this year as he did in his last 68 tournaments?
Sure. And I was also, what are you doing with your phone over there?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I was also going to mention he's hit 81% of greens this year and led the field this week. So that's pretty good.
That's that almost gets into my idea segment. We'll put a pin in that and come back to it.
Yeah, we almost forgot about it.
Oh, I did not forget about it. But my last takeaway.
81% of greens, I think, is the opposite of me. I think I'm around 19%.
Huh? Yeah, I could probably get behind that. That number.
Scrambler. My last takeaway, the trophy. I talk about it every week. They changed it from last year. It's a different trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is way better.
It's not bad. It'll look good on a mantle.
Yep, absolutely. It's a nice little metal. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just thing. Like a, I don't know.
But it's
better. Sounds terrible.
It's like a pillar with a flat top.
Compared to like the knockoff jug that they had last year.
Yeah.
Like, last year was just like a, I don't know, looked like a claret jug, but with like a flat top and a little thing coming out of it.
Hmm.
This one's better.
Okay. What else you got?
You got anything is else? Is that you done?
I'm done, yeah.
My last take will be with the Canadians. Graham Dillette made the cut.
First cut in a couple
Congrats.
Of years.
Finished T70. Who cares?
Think made 17, the cut. 17 grand
steps,
or something like that.
Baby steps.
Cut like 16 grand.
Yeah.
Keep him going.
Yeah. Just improve every week.
Mm-hmm.
Gligic, 28 this week. Highest finish in his career, his young career. So congrats to him. Mac Hughes had a bit of a rough go. Was it Sunday or Saturday? Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday wasn't great.
Ended up 55th.
Yeah.
Kind of cost me the picks, whatever. Raj Sloan and Hearn missed the cut. Hearn was in it? Yeah.
Hearn missed the cut by one shot, I think.
Right. Sloan shot 75-75.
Yeah, Raj just couldn't put it together. He had some birdies and just kept making big numbers again. But he is first alternate at CJ Cup.
Got to avoid them doubles.
Do we want to do birthday aces shots of the week before my idea segment, or do you want the idea segment?
Let's reel those off real quick.
Shots of the week, what do you got?
I got that Hubbard 80-foot eagle putt. Yeah, the thing was, that thing had eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, just like that, he's tied for the lead or whatever.
Yeah. My shot of the week is Lonto. I mean, hole 17 on Saturday. Hits it into the trees, clips the tree. He's got a shot at the green, leaves it in the bunker, short sides himself in the bunker. And then just hits the best bunker shot to can it for birdie.
Yep.
Like, just perfect, played the break, rolls down the hill.
Just dropped right
amazing,
in.
It was amazing.
Dropped right in.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, so that's my shot of the week. Okay. I don't know. I had an honorable mention one. Brendan Todd, he was also in a bunker, left it in the bunker on his third shot, and then proceeded to save par by hitting a 30-yard, 40-yard bunker shot into the hole.
I love those.
Like, it was...
I love that.
Speaking of having eyes, like, he hit it, and it just started rolling out. I was watching it live, and I'm like, I think this is going in. And then, sure enough, it went right in.
Yeah. And someone just... I guarantee someone said, what a great par. Yeah. Oh, I mean, not as good as Fred Couples' par at Sawgrass when he went in the water and then made an ace for a three.
Yeah.
But
that was a hell of a par. Dude Wipes has mentioned him before. Zach Suker, 86 on Friday. Yeah, damn elements.
I think he had five or six pars. No birdies.
No birdies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
86 with five pars.
Rough goal.
Just a regular men's night for some guys around our parts.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see any aces on tour, was there?
Not that I could see.
No.
Just a couple from the same guy.
This is almost, I almost don't believe this, even though they posted a picture of the scorecard, and I'm still not sure I believe it.
Yeah.
Like 2-1 round by Mike Maddux.
Pitching coach for the
Cardinals.
Yeah. Right before they're going to play the game tonight. Like that happened today.
Yeah. And he wasted all his luck on the course because they stink.
Wow. Yeah. That's the other thing that I was almost equally as shocked that he wasn't prepping.
Pitching like, coach, what has he got to prep?
Would you rather?
But I guess his prep would start at like 2.
At so 2 maybe local, play in the morning?
Yeah, he probably played at 8. He probably had an 8 a.m. round.
Yeah.
He was still at the clubhouse at 2 for 5 hours of prep, I guess.
Yeah. Quick, would you rather? Would you rather make 2 aces in 1 day or win game 3 of the NLCS?
That's a no-brainer. 2 aces.
Win, yeah, 2 aces all the time.
Win game 3. They needed that win.
Well, they didn't. He's not pitching.
No, I know.
He don't care.
So here's the question.
Someone's always going to hire them just so he can call Greg Maddux for advice. Like, so now you get Greg Maddux's phone number. So he's always going to have a job.
Yeah. I honestly think if you called Mike Maddux right now and asked him that same question, he would say 2 aces.
Absolutely.
Actually, he would. Piss pounded out of them, yeah.
I think he would actually say that. If you told him that on the first tee today, would you rather win tonight or get 2 aces this round? I think he'd still take 2 aces.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
You'd won, might be.
Yeah. One, he's probably still saying yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending how many he has.
Right.
But sure. Yeah. Sure.
He's got to have multiple roster. Or at least one. You don't just make your first 2 in 1 day.
Wouldn't that be something?
I don't know. But it gives me hope.
Birthdays, you got any?
Yeah. I got 2 birthdays actually this week. Annika Sorsam. Won't say her age.
We should clarify the birthdays. Is the birthdays this week the upcoming week or the week that just passed?
It's around the Monday.
Okay, so the flack you gave me for mentioning my birthday on 2 straight pods is unwarranted.
Oh, no, it's warranted.
It only needs to be brought up once. We won't bring up Annika Sorenstam again next
exactly.
week.
Yeah, but her birthday.
If we would have brought her up
her
last
birthday,
week,
yeah, her birthday
we wouldn't bring her up this
month.
Week. So you only get brought up once on the pod for your birthday. So okay. Yeah. Annika Sorenstam, happy birthday. And Michelle Wee, I think her birthday was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That was the only
good week. A couple ladies. Nice.
Also, I did some additional fact checking. I said, I think last week on the pod, that Bruno Mars and I are the exact same age.
Yeah.
I did some further research. He was born the day before me.
Oh, no. That's not a good look for you.
No, so then I had to, like, fact check myself.
And he's also 5 years younger.
No.
Wait, have I been celebrating the wrong day?
No. No, so then I went back and looked, and I, so how I originally found it was went to Famous Birthdays or whatever. Bruno Mars was on it. So he's on October 9th on Famous Birthdays. But his Wikipedia page says October 8th.
Oh, so you can't trust Wikipedia.
So then I went back to Google, and I found 2 separate instances where it's October 9th and like 7 where it's October 8th.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Maybe it was right around midnight and it was like a
close
call?
I have no idea, but I'm like, how? Because I, of course, I only read the October 9th one once. That's all I needed. Famous birthdays. Yeah,
of course.
So then I guess I'll just stick with John Lennon. John Lennon's for sure born on my birthday, but not the same day. Obviously.
Same year, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Same day, not same year.
What? That's the same thing.
That was a tough goal.
Same day is the same year. You can only. I was only born on one day.
Yeah, he's born on the same day as you, not in the same year.
The same date.
The same day of the year, not the same date.
Right.
Yes. That's what We're all saying the same thing here.
Yeah. Tomato, potato.
Are we going into news now, or?
No, my idea segment. This is the best segment. Thing I've ever come up with.
Why depending on how long this takes,
this
news.
Should have been right off the bat. Then.
No, we top fives. I had a good top five.
The best thing that's ever happened, apparently. So.
This has to happen. PGA Tour, listen up. So they don't do like an all-star game or anything like that in golf. Here's how they should do it. In like December or whenever there's a break, you take, because you don't just want like the top 16 players in the world or
no,
or the top 16 money list guys or the top 8 from Europe and the top 8 from the PGA.
No.
Well, maybe, but that's not really showcasing the that's not really showcasing the game.
Okay.
You're not going to get Lonto Griffin in there.
Okay.
And he's probably number one in the world on the Brunel World Golf Rankings right now.
He's close.
He jumped up like 70 spots this week.
Exactly.
To three.
So here's what it is. You take 16 guys and you look in like 16 random stat categories. So it's like driving distance, shot gains, putting, scrambling. You take the best one in each of those 16 of these random stats. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Then you have two captains. So obviously there's going to be guys like Brooks or Rory or whoever. Two captains. You draft two teams.
I know where this is going.
And then it's just like a Ryder Cup match play. Three rounds only. Four ball, alternate shot, singles, total points. You get a sponsor on there. The winning team gets this amount of money. They split it eight ways. The losing team gets this amount of money. They split it eight ways. Guys are earning their spot into it. And it's just growing the game because you're going to have like that random guy who is the best putter that year. Showcase that guy in that thing.
I do like it, but I almost like it more if it's every guy. It's like that guy gets to do that thing for the team. So the guy who's the best.
That's like a skills competition then. It's not an all-star.
That'd be like a scramble.
Yeah, essentially a scramble, but with only one guy. So shots gained off the tee or whatever, driving distance. Those are the two guys on each team.
So Cam Champ is obviously in this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. But the best putters, so Lonto, for instance, is his team's putter. So you just have like the best hybrid golfer, like eight teams of four guys.
That's not bad.
Well, I mean, I don't mind Harv's.
Well, I'm just thinking like, because then you draft and you're like, okay, well, we're playing this course. It's long hitters course. I'm going to take Cam Champ first overall, and then he gets matched up against, well, maybe he's going against the best putter, and like then it's head to head. Like, what's better, putting, driving?
I like the idea.
16 of them?
Yeah, 16 players, 8 on each team.
No, but there's 16 categories.
Oh, there's a million categories.
Well, I mean, if you're taking the best guy at from 75
yards
putters,
or 75 yards in around the green, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That could be one of them.
Best guy from 76 to 100 approach.
Like, you could have like scoring average guy, long driving distance, recorded driving distance, because that's different than total driving distance, like accuracy, putting,
I like
scrambling.
I like 16 players voted on by the fans.
That's one way too.
All-star
or maybe
game.
I don't like a popularity contest.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
So here's what you do. You have what? We're just spitballing here.
Yeah.
You have like the main, so you're not getting to some of those obscure random stat categories. You have like the main, and then you maybe have like some voted in by the fans.
Right.
Because it's about growing the game, not just, hey, look, here's Tiger
the
versus
worst
Rory
thing
for the millionth time.
Worst thing could happen in that is you do all those categories, and you have like two guys in the top 50 in the world that actually qualify or
which
in
is
those stack card
likely
categories.
To happen.
Yeah, potential.
Yeah. I'm just saying, gets guys that are like, came to me when I, well, it came to me a while back, but then I see Lonto. Two shots gained putting this week. Like, he should be in there if that's how he does it for the rest of the year.
I almost like the create a scramble better.
Yeah.
Like, create a scramble where you don't necessarily have that guy that has to do that shot, but you have a you play a scramble tournament with PGA guys. I mean,
I would love to
just,
see that.
They're just sawing off. It's just going to be birdies.
Yeah, that'd
birdies
be that good.
It wouldn't even be that exciting.
I think you'd almost rather do it like a team of four, like an alternate shot, like you have the one guy who's there for the driving, the one guy
like
there
his
for
stack
the irons,
his
the one guy's there for
right.
If you're 100 yards in, it has to be this guy. The iron guy just isn't.
Yeah, because they're not going to hit every green, so chances are the short game guy, or it's short game. There's only three players. off the tee, irons, and short game. So that way, if he misses the green, that guy gets to chip and putt. If he hits the green, he's the putter. So that guy might be more valuable than, but he's got to hit the fairways and the guy's got to get on the green. Or the, three teams of three.
Or the fourth guy is the scrambling guy where if you're not in the fairway, you're hitting from the rough or you're chipping from around the green.
Yeah, scrambler.
One of the two.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a matter if you want three or teams of three or four. Yeah. But yeah. Or.
Sorry, Harv. I think I like this idea better.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just getting the ball rolling. I just think something like this has to happen.
A team event with
three. For an all-star game type of thing.
Yeah. Or maybe you just have four guys on a team. No guy can hit two shots on the same hole. Mm-hmm. So it might only be three guys.
Almost like just running our own tournament this way.
Yeah, but you don't hit enough shots. Everybody's kind of get bored.
You just make it super cheap.
Yeah.
Make the prizes really good.
Yeah.
We'll see what our fans think.
Our own group, we all know what everybody would be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would do nothing.
But it's three. Like our this podcast. I actually don't know what this podcast would be. Oh, well, I'm the putter for sure. But I don't know which one of you guys is the tee and which one's the iron.
You're probably off the tee.
No, I'm too short.
Yeah, it's probably me off the tee.
You off the tee, and Harv hopefully figures out his irons.
Guess we ain't shooting good.
All right, in the news. Not a bad segment.
Told you.
Actually, no, Harv, you've been off really good off the tee lately.
Yeah, I think it might actually be switched.
Yep.
And you can get us on the green. And you know I'm sinking nine of them 18 putts.
I'm at 19% though, remember?
Yeah, well, I'm at like 8, so it ain't me. Okay, in the news. Let's start off with Scottie Scheffler in the news a couple times this week. Mm-hmm. First, the most obvious thing since Rory winning Player of the Year on the PGA Tour.
False.
Scottie Scheffler won Player of the Year on the Korn Ferry Tour this year. Mm-hmm.
Well deserved.
Yeah. I mean,
beat Jingjun Zhang out.
Yeah. If you're thinking of the two guys who deserve Player of the Year, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy. They nailed it.
Close to nailing it.
They nailed it. I don't know what else to say about that. Like, moving on.
I'm shaking my head right now.
Yeah, moving on to the next one.
Yeah, what's his other one?
Oh, he called out a fan
in the
middle
best.
Of the play. He was swinging and some guy was talking. Yeah, he got mad.
He just said, you can't shut up for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's a direct quote. That's exactly what he said. You can't stay quiet for 5 minutes out here. You can talk whenever you want. I'm trying to play golf.
Yeah. Which is actually funny. I think he kind of exaggerated. Like, you only need to actually be quiet for about two for the entire group to tee off.
Yeah.
It's like 2 minutes.
It goes back to the whole thing that we always talk about. Like, there's so much noise going on, even in those tournaments, whether it's a roar from across the course.
That's the thing.
Whether
just
it's
a
cart driving, like a cart backing up two holes over that's bringing water out to the concessions. Like, there's noise. Like, you can't tell me you can't tune that out.
Yeah, a lot of them have, like, lounges and hospitality areas, like, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even at the Canadian Open.
I think it's more the quiet with something. So, if it's always loud, you just tune it out. But if it's quiet and then someone does something, that's the problem.
Well, at the Canadian Open, there was that, like, RBC drink station on hole 9-3 mm-hmm. and coming off 8. And, like, that place was packed. Like, there's no – or, I mean, the rink. Like, that's not quiet.
Well, and the rink's a little bit different than, like, 16 at Waste Management because the rink's kind of, it's, like, more cheering after you hit, but it's still just general buzz.
And there's people,
so I think,
like,
they can deal with
banging
buzz
on the boards.
Yeah, it's the buzz that you can deal with. It's the really quiet and then someone, like, sneezing or laughing at a joke or that guy just
But,
talking.
Like, think of the rink again. Guys bang on the boards, but 18 tees right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so you're mid-shot. That guy hits, banging on the boards as you're up here. Like, that doesn't seem to faze him. Or maybe it does, but they just...
You can't control it.
That takes me back
Whereas the voices you can control.
Takes me back to Jake Knapp in Edmonton when I was there and that random dude... I think I told that story. That random dude just drove up and guys like, hey, Jeff, what are you doing here? Hey, buddy. And Knapp's just like, man, shut up. Speaking of which, Scheffler did free bio Kim. Imagine, like, flipping him off. I'm surprised Scheffler didn't flip that guy off.
Yeah.
What's bio Kim and why is it free? all-time clip.
Yeah. Who would have thought that comment would stick? Okay, next news stuff. The Japan Skins game that's this week coming up, the promo stuff they're doing for that is European Euro Tour quality. Like the,
they're getting better at it.
The Korean lessons or the Japanese lessons from Matsuyama commercial and the text group, whatever they were doing. Like
they're building it up pretty good for sure.
Yeah, they're doing it right. So
I'm excited to dabble in that.
Can you bet on that?
I don't know. I'll tell you in a second.
Because I'd bet on Tiger to finish last in skins.
Maybe.
I'll let you know here in a second.
Okay, more news. R.I.P. Henrik Stenson's three-wood.
Oh, yes.
Sad, it was a sad day when I saw that.
Like, not just he got a new one. It caved in and just probably disintegrated because he's hit that thing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called the Dominion Energy Charity Classic?
No.
That's it's called
Champions Tour event.
Something Skins.
It's called the Japan. Challenge. It's
just the called Challenge, Skins Japan or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Stenson puts a new three-wood in the bag and proceeds to miss the cut this week. So,
yeah. Not a coincidence.
Nope. No chance it is. So, yeah, next one. I think Bruno actually posted this one in the news group. Eddie Pepperell, food critic.
The best.
I didn't see that.
The video.
Italian food.
It was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
But it was also pretty funny.
His comments were funny.
Are like when they just cut to the waiter coming back and he's just guzzling the bottle of wine and the waiter comes back. He's like, like he got caught doing something bad. But, I mean, he's top five golf personality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But, easily.
What else do we got here? High school state golf championships in Montana had some tough conditions.
I haven't seen anything like that before.
Playing like in snow.
Like a lot of it.
Yeah, like the course was covered. Mm-hmm. Like that's insane.
The greens were completely covered.
It just makes me think of like our course. That place would be shut down for
months.
Months if they let people out to play in those conditions. Because it just apparently it ruins the course. But these guys played intense.
My ferns are ruined.
Yeah. Wow.
You got to watch that movie if you haven't yet, by the way.
Ruined.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I watched it.
Nice.
Oh, man. No, I'm just laughing at those interviews. Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Did you guys see that picture I posted of the day in the life of Tiger Woods in 2009?
Yeah.
Like that. What a day. Like I could do that every day for the rest of my life. Like people say it's a grind.
Say what he did.
Yeah, I actually saved the picture so I didn't have to scroll through. No, I just gotta find.
It's
it.
Just like I know it's eat hit balls,
eat golf.
Yeah, so
have sex, hit balls.
Yeah. Well, in 2009, absolutely. 6 a.m. lift weights, 7:30 breakfast, 9 a.m. hit balls, 11 a.m. So he's hitting balls for 2 hours. 11 a.m. putting for half an hour, 11:30, play 9 holes, 12:30 lunch, 1 p.m. hit balls again for 2 hours, 3 p.m. short game for an hour, 4 p.m. play another 9 holes, 5 p.m. hit balls for half an hour, 5:30 putting. That's the day. Sign me up.
I don't know how long I could do that.
And then it's all fun and games after 5:30 or?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a fun day, but you could get tired pretty easily.
Yeah.
Like you're burnt out.
Blisters have got to be an issue. Almost.
Blisters for like the first week, and then your hands are just.
I assume that's just his days, like his off weeks for 4 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm still saying sign me up. Like that's the best.
I actually, one of the biggest things that, the biggest takeaways from just being at an event is how much they'll hit balls.
Mm-hmm.
Like they go and play. They warm up, hit a bunch of balls. They finish. They go back to the range, figure it out, hit more balls.
Yeah.
Just like fine tuning. Just a machine. Love it.
Yeah. Can't say it enough. Sign me up. Next one. Jennifer Kupcho. She obviously won the inaugural women's amateur at Augusta.
Augusta, yeah.
So this is something I didn't know, but anytime you make an eagle, an ace, or a double eagle at Augusta, they send you like commemorative crystal glassware for different things. So an ace is like a jug, an eagle is like beer glasses or something like that. Okay. And so they sent her because she made eagles in that tournament, which she obviously wasn't expecting to get because it's not the Masters.
Yep.
But so they still sent them to her. So I thought that was kind of pretty cool move by Augusta, considering
the inaugural event.
The inaugural event, and they're also maybe not so keen on women golfing there on a day-to-day basis.
They're over it now.
Well, obviously now, but...
So did they just send the winner?
No,
anyone.
Wow.
Lot of hardware. They might even manufacture it themselves for a little side.
I guess that's not side revenue,
considering they're giving it away, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was cool that they did that even though it wasn't the Masters. So they should just show the pictures of her two jugs, mugs, or whatever you want to call them. Not much of a drinker, so I don't know the terminology, but next.
Coors Light cans.
Just a binge Coors Light can guy. Yeah,
exactly. Who needs a cup? Tyrrell Hatton. He was about to hit a shot. And then he heard the porta potty, outhouse, water closet, whatever you want to call it over there, door slam. And he just stands up out of his shot and looks over and is kind of like this. Then he realizes it's his fiance who slammed that door.
It wasn't, she was slamming because it was like 3 or 4 and she was trying to find a clean one. So she was like opening the doors and slamming. I'm like, you know how you look for one? That's what she was doing.
Yeah, so they have the little,
like two.
They have the little green and red tabs on them.
Yeah, but well, but at the same time, you look
pissed all over the seat,
or
who's used the urinal on the side?
Oh yeah, yeah, like you.
I never use that.
I always use it.
That's disgusting.
It's not a urinal.
What do you mean it's not a urinal? It's exactly what it is.
It's not.
What do you think it is?
It's sink.
Oh, it's a sink for hand sanitizer.
It's not sink. Well, I don't know what it. I think it's a urinal, but I just steer clear of that because that's...
I still don't get that.
Anyways...
why would you piss down the shitter hole when they have a urinal there for you to piss in?
What's the difference?
I don't have to shoot it all the way down and stir up all the stench from down below when I can just piss in this lovely little tube that just carries it down. That's what it's there for.
It's still gross. It's just gross.
Yeah, I've never done it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because you're too busy washing your hands in it. My piss.
Got to bring a bucket of soapy water and dump it in there.
Yeah. How many times are you pumping that hand sanitizer? You have to go over to the sink and wash your hands.
It's just dripping off.
I was just going to mention, how mad would he have been if that wasn't his fiance at whoever that was?
Oh yeah.
So mad.
Like, probably kicked off out of the tournament.
And then he threw an absolute dart.
Yeah, stuffed one in there right after. Mm-hmm.
He would have been so mad. But he laughed it off.
Yeah, good for him.
Just shows the guys can refocus. Growing.
Maybe he's growing as a person.
Yeah, we'll see when we get to picks.
Okay. next one, Ricky Fowler got married.
Mm.
So on the beach, of course.
He's officially off the market.
R.I.P. S.D.R.
Sorry, Heth.
Natty.
Whatever his name is.
I had it circled.
So, tough, hard luck there for you. Next one, we did that.
Jeez, Bern, you got a big list there.
Oh, yeah. So much news this week. Bern Weisberger. Third win this year.
Yeah. Burned.
Guy's on fire.
Italian Open. Which, yeah, he's got a few. Which wasn't so that easy. Like, a lot of big names missed the cut there.
It's three wins that make him first in Race to Dubai.
I don't know. He's ahead of Rom now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right, too. Yeah. So, and he's like had a big injury and he's stunk for a couple of years now. So good to see him back. Except when I pick him in events, he'll stink again. But,
right.
And the last one I got is Thomas Peters. Real quick round on Sunday, the final round of that. He was playing by himself, finished in 1 hour and 59 minutes.
My man.
Walking. Well, they're saying he might have jogged because he burnt 1,300 calories during that round.
Like, I don't know how you can walk. Like, think how tired his caddy was.
Yeah.
He must have gave him the clubs before he even got there.
It's like, doable.
He's like, okay, I'm there. I'll just take my...
When you're down the middle and you don't look for balls all the time, around goes a lot faster, guys.
That's a good point. And if he hit the green, no fun, he would probably got his putter and just walked up and finished the hole.
Oh, and cat even got I am pretty sure before the round, he told him, like, we're trying to set the record here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why not?
It didn't just happen.
No, it wasn't like, hey, we're playing pretty fast. Let's speed up now. Like, this was a planned thing for him to go out, give me the driver, give me the 7-iron for the next par 3, walking up, hitting, and we're gone.
Yep.
So...
That's pretty fast, though.
That's it.
That's all I had for news. Oh.
Wow. That's fantastic. 53 minutes in. Someone said they had another top five. Did I hear this?
Do you want it right now?
Yeah.
Or do you want
top five, then picks?
Yep.
One, we got to do the ad read.
Yeah, we'll do ad read right before picks.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, I actually have a would you rather, too.
So is it better than last week's?
It is.
Okay, then do
it. This earlier, he had one already this episode. It was great.
That was on the fly, though.
Let's do the would you rather first.
All right.
Would you rather 3-putt for a double on the 18th hole to shoot 80 or get kicked in the shin by a 14-year-old girl?
So it's not better than last week's.
No, it's not even close.
Three putt for a double on the 18th hole to shoot 80 or get kicked in the shin by a 14-year-old girl or whoever.
Can you just say, like, 3-putt in general on the... Nope. Like, why does it have to be for double? Like, can I 3-putt for bogey for 80? I'm still just as mad.
It's specific. Same with the 14-year-old girl. It's also specific.
How about 3-putt? 3-putt?
No, this is it. This is the freaking would you rather.
We can't change them on the fly.
You can't. No. This is it. Make a decision. It's obviously a good one. You guys can't even figure out where you pick.
I'll take the shin kick.
Wow.
Yeah, of course I'm taking the shin kick.
Really?
Wait, 14?
Like, what shoe is she wearing?
14's pretty strong.
14-year-old girl, so.
Well, is it like
those Vans with the white stripe on them?
Is it like a sneaker?
You know what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
Well, this is a big deal.
Is it a front kick or a back kick?
A steel-toed boot.
Whoa, that changes everything. Jeez. Now you're changing it, so only you can change it.
Well, you're asking all these specifics.
I'll take the putt.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Shoot 80 all the
both
time.
Both suckers. Anyways.
I was wondering why you picked 80. You should have just said you're having a career round and you 3-putt 18. That would be a tough one.
I would definitely pick the shins then.
Yeah. So you're trying to find like what number made it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to my top five. To be honest, I wanted to do a top five things I'm thankful for in golf. But I just ran out of time this week. Too many things on the go.
I know what Maddie's is. Mallet putters.
That's number one through five.
One through five, yeah.
Yeah. He has one on that list. That's it. That's all he's thankful for.
So
face balance mallet putters.
Backed by popular demand is a Brunel top five food list.
These are always a treat.
If you guys can remember back to my Halloween candy list, that was a big hit.
Yeah, if Rockets is on this one too, you're off the pod. Yeah. Like, that's it.
I had some Rockets on the weekend, by the way.
Yeah.
Probably from 10 years ago.
I was just going to say,
I got to get them before they're all gone.
you can get Rockets at literally every candy shop that sells them because they'll never sell out.
Yeah. Okay.
I tell you what, if someone, any listener or anyone, finds a Rocket bin in a store that is empty, I will send them $100.
And a shirt.
Yeah, but if I find out that you just took them all out, because no one in their right mind is going to buy them all, but someone could easily just take them out and take the picture and then send it to us. If I find out they did that, there'd be hell to pay.
I will find you.
No store just sells Rockets.
Yeah, they sell them in the bag, the Halloween candy bag.
Oh,
so the bin of those. Yeah. But anyways, that was stupid. Okay.
I might actually hand out Rockets this year and videotape all of it and see the kids'
reactions.
Upset. Yeah, reactions, frustration, sadness.
Through their masks?
No one wears masks anymore. Unless you're under 7.
So everybody.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, obviously, Thanksgiving yesterday, today. I'm going with top five Thanksgiving foods.
I thought this already would be one.
There's not a ton out there, really. But I got the top five of the possible eight.
There's lots. There's
American more. Thanksgiving has a lot more options, like a lot more side dishes, whereas Canadian's kind of pretty traditional, I'd say.
Maybe your
But here
house.
It is. I have no on mentions. This is it. It's just clear cut.
Okay,
this is what it is.
There's no way you got them all.
Number five, pumpkin pie. Number five.
Well, it's one.
Made, so. It barely made the list.
It shouldn't make the list.
There it is.
It's an overrated pie.
I knew someone was going to love it and someone was going to hate
it. You guys
are
big apple over pumpkin. Yeah.
Actually, we had pumpkin cheesecake the other day and it was really good.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But that's not pumpkin pie.
Number one.
Number four, turkey. Number four.
Is ham also on this list?
No. That's not a...
That's not a Thanksgiving food.
No. We have both just so for everyone to choose.
Yeah. Some people have both, but I'm a big dark meat guy. I don't know what you guys are.
Dark meat. Yeah, not surprising there either.
You're white?
The
driest food in the whole world?
The turkey trash you eat?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather
you eat all the parts.
I'd rather eat the giblets than white meat.
The bro first. Now just feasting on the neck, just holding it there.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Big gizzard guy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, nothing's worse than dark meat on a turkey.
This has got to be a troll.
The gooey dark meat?
The good pieces of dark meat are the best.
I'll eat some pieces of dark meat.
But it's juicy. The rest of the white meat is just so dry.
You probably like the ham at Easter after like 4 days in the fridge, too.
What?
When it gets all slimy like dark meat.
I should
meat.
Point out, if you think that the white meat of a turkey is dry, then I don't mean to throw your family under the bus, but they didn't cook it properly.
Probably didn't. You're right.
He makes a good point.
The turkey we had yesterday, that white meat was not dry.
It was juicy.
Yeah. Tastes 10 times better than the dark meat. Now, granted, like the couple days following Thanksgiving, the white meat becomes very dry.
Yeah.
But then you put it in a bun with mayo or ketchup.
Okay. Oh. Not again. Not this again.
That Anyways. Was a troll. That was a troll.
I'll make you one.
Just throw at some point this week. Throw it in the garbage, man. I do not need that.
That's nice homemade bun with ketchup and turkey.
Enough disrupting my list. Number three, I don't know if you guys have these at your Thanksgiving, but I've always had it. My mom's always made them at mine. Pierogies.
Oh, yep. We eat about 300 of them.
At Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the best.
Okay, I can get behind all three of these items on your list.
And I don't even put ranch on them at Thanksgiving. Nope. Normally, yes, obviously.
You get a little gravy spill over on it.
Yep. Number two, stuffing. Dressing.
Yep. Five.
The best.
Yep. Maybe
it's
five.
It's the best part of the meal.
It's probably the best, but number one is what brings everything together.
Mashed potatoes.
Gravy.
Oh, gravy.
Soak everything.
All over everything.
Notice mashed potatoes did not make the list.
Yeah, why?
Because they're completely overrated. They're a joke.
Sorry, I should
They're completely dependent on gravy. They're useless by themselves.
He's not wrong there. I'll give you that. That is a good reason to not put them on the list. Another reason that I have a problem with what Harv said about the dark meat is the gooey dark meat. If you have gooey stuffing, it is horrible. If you have dry stuffing, it's amazing.
Yeah, because then you can just wet it with the gravy.
Yes.
But
gooey, like the gross inside stuffing is terrible compared to like the just stuffing made by itself.
Yeah, nobody eats stuffing inside a turkey.
I don't think anyone
Lots
does
of my
that
family
anymore.
Does.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, my doesn't do that.
Our family makes stuffing. It's exact same stuffing. Some is stuffed in the bird and some is made outside of the bird. And lots of people eat the stuff in the bird, but I think it's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't bother.
Comes out
that.
All wet.
Not yeah, like no. I don't like wet, the super you know I mean. Gooey stuff, but I don't like the super dry stuff. It's got to be like that in between.
Yeah.
Where mom's. It's like a little kind of.
I'm a big fan of stovetop stuffing too.
Yep. It'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that that's what we have, but.
Nope. Any other that I missed?
Carrots? My aunt made a.
Sweet potato?
Sassoonberry pie.
Oh, that's not really Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's just a good dessert.
We had cabbage rolls. Lots of people like cabbage rolls.
Not a big fan here.
No.
Depends on the kind. Like the ones that have like the meat and the rice are good, but the ones that are just like rice and cabbage, I got no time for those.
Yeah, you need some meat in there?
Have some meat in there for sure.
Yeah, no, I think, well, you pretty much nailed our supper. That's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Pierogies, stuffing, random couple. We got coleslaws.
Corn.
And corn, yeah. Yeah, like, my wife goes to me, are you going to eat this corn tomorrow? No, throw it all in the garbage. If I haven't ate it by now, it's not getting eaten.
If not, I could just, you know.
I'm going to see it again tomorrow
anyways.
Take
the stuff out of the freezer and make my fresh corn.
Then you get the people that bring like a non-traditional Thanksgiving dish that just one person will just take a scoop out of so they don't feel bad
it's
about
like a spinach salad or something.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a baked broccoli dish.
Oh, yeah. That green bean casserole is a big hit down in the States. Pass.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was yesterday.
Green bean casserole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So someone took one scoop out of it.
They love it down there.
I bet you it was awesome.
Yep.
But it just doesn't fit on the plate.
Yeah, it just looks weird to me. Anyways,
there's only a certain amount of real estate on a Thanksgiving day plate.
Exactly. Yeah. And you got to throw a bun on top, obviously.
Well, a bun underneath.
Well, that's the one I was going to bring up. You don't have homemade buns on the top
five? Homemade would be on there for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have one with ketchup and turkey on it here shortly.
White, probably.
Well, I don't discriminate on buns. So, lastly, the only bad part about our Thanksgiving is you rarely get to golf on it. Like yesterday,
could have golfed yesterday.
Could have golfed yesterday, but we had our supper. Yeah. And today, it's raining again. Raining, going to turn into snow. Close our damn course.
For you guys to golf on Thanksgiving, it probably means that you have to tee off before noon, and you guys don't like doing that.
Well, no, not when it's minus six in the mornings.
Yeah, we'll see.
Fine. It was fine.
Might turn over a new leaf for next year.
Ooh.
Why don't you do number four here?
Sure. Let's talk about Kinexus for a little bit. Wish you could have... Oh, boy.
Maybe
what
just
is going
this,
on with
this
that?
Part down here.
Okay, yeah. At Kinexus, their financial advisors will work with you to streamline and organize your money, creating your own method for cleaning up your finances. Let banking spark joy. Contact a Kinexus financial advisor today by calling 1-800-667-7477.
Drive the Greens, a member of Saskatchewan Podcast Network, sponsored by Kinexus. All right.
Pick recap.
Lastly, pick recap. Close this baby down.
Okay. So
Pick
recap from the Houston Open. I won. I have three wins now. Maddie B has two, Randomizer has zero, and Bruno also has zero.
Yep, still tied.
Thanks for mentioning Randomizer ahead of me.
I was wondering if you had a catch.
Did you win the first two, and then Harv's won the last three?
That's correct.
Ugh.
Things are right in the world again. I'm back on top.
I'm in tough this week.
Yeah,
so
bad. You got
getting
your
into
gimmick has got a tough go this week.
It's gone bad.
You had
gimmick gone bad.
You had all the Asians to choose from, and we'll see how you do. But
yeah.
So this past week I had Lonto Griffin, who finished first.
First picked winner.
I believe that is the first
pick season.
I had Lukas Bjerregaard, who finished 45th, and Henrik Stenson, number one in the power rankings, missed the cut. With that new 3-wood.
Four power rankings.
Average of 42.
They don't matter.
They have some pretty good stats behind them.
Bronell finished second.
Again.
I guess. He had which Zhang did you have? Andy or?
Jing Zhang, the one that I
Jing
told
Zhang.
Him to pick.
Okay. So
you
he
didn't
finished,
tell me to pick him.
He finished fourth.
I 100% told you to pick him.
Yeah, he had a great.
He had a good.
He had one bad round. He shot 76 on either Friday or Saturday.
I would assume it's Friday.
Yeah,
everyone's stunk on Friday.
That's right.
Matt Hughes, who finished 55th, and I believe you said this guy is now dead to you, Brian Harman.
I'm never picking him again, so I'm down to two lefties.
There's more than two. He missed the cut for 79 for a 46.
Bubba, the only two.
Yeah, and that rookie
Ashke.
Yeah,
Batia.
And Seth Reeves.
Isn't Long? Or
Seth Reeves.
Scott Langley.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
So you had a 46 average. There's another one.
Is Langley the guy that won? I always get those ones mixed out. Mixed
Lashley
up.
Won.
Lashley won. Langley's a lefty, yep. Sorry.
Maddie B had Brian Gay, 42nd. Russell Henley, 61st. And unfortunately, Roger Sloan still jinxed from the Bronell pick. For a missed cut for a 61 average.
I should have known to not pick him after Bruno.
But luckily, there won't be any Benny Hill music this week. Because we said the randomizer was going to have a tough go. And then the randomizer was way up there on Friday. But then the other two rounds happened, and he had Kaplan at 66, Robert Garrigus at 70, and Bo Van Pelt missed the cut for a 79 for a 72 average.
Wow. And the cut was 79.
Yikes. I should mention that last week for your DK picks, I said keep an eye out for Matt Jones, and he withdrew on Friday. I had a feeling about that guy. Just the wrong kind of feeling.
I forgot about we got to do DK pick. Maddie's
corner,
Maddie's musings or whatever
DK
I call it.
Corner,
DK corner. Okay,
I like that one.
I'll get my team ready.
Who did you say last week was a good pick?
I don't know. I'm telling you right now.
What?
I'm telling you right now because he was on my team.
Oh,
I just can't remember who it was. My picks last week. Well, I had Carlos Ortiz who finished T4.
You didn't mention him, though, I don't think.
Denny McCarthy, did I mention?
Yep.
T9.
Perhaps.
He did mention Denny McCarthy.
Oh, and I also mentioned Lovable Luke List, T28. Yeah,
that was the main guy, I think.
Not T28. Bad. Yeah, and then I had Brian Gay, T42. But I also had Keegan Bradley.
Oh, Brian Gay, you also hammered last week.
Yeah, T42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the reason why I did not cash is Keegan Bradley and Roger Sloan both missed the cut.
Yeah, that'll hurt you.
You got to stop picking Sloan. If he does good, he does
no,
good.
No, I said that. I said that. I think in our group, I said Rogers off for a couple weeks.
Yeah,
I think good he's news off is for he's first alternate this week, so he might get back in, and then I'm going to be tempted to take him again.
Yeah, of course. So CJ Cup at nine bridges this week.
Yeah,
the trophy that we love with the word search for your name.
I want to make love to this course.
It's good.
And night golf's back.
Yeah,
that's the big thing.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday
bad
night.
Combination, though. You want to make love to it, and it's night golf.
Okay, I'm not sure I follow the where you're going with that.
You follow it.
But I guess I'll pick first, since I won for the third week in a row.
Just Connor's in this one.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
Sloan's on the alternate
No
list.
Cut. So no we cut. Could get some high averages or some really low
yeah,
averages.
Brownell, I might go on a limb here and say Brownell will win this week because he'll backdoor a win.
I ain't winning this week.
His picks will be bad, and then they'll randomly be good at the end, and he'll think he's awesome.
I ain't
when really he should have had cuts.
Yeah, good point. That's a great point. I can see that happening too.
Yep.
First pick, I'm going to take Tommy Fleetwood. I mean, all the guy does is make cuts.
28 in a row.
But there's no cut this week, so make it 29.
28 in a row then.
I don't think
that'll
it counts
be 28.
Yeah, I don't think he counts if there's no cut.
Why?
You can't
playing
make
the weekend.
A cut if there's
he's
no
playing
cut
the weekend.
He's
playing the weekend.
That's not the stat.
Classic gray area,
that's
Harv.
That's not the stat. He's play, is the
textbook
stat,
Harv right here.
Is the stat made cuts or is it playing the weekend? Because I think it's made cuts, so therefore you have to have a cut.
Potato, tomato. But
everybody's working for the weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to get a song in there, hey? Second pick, Victor Hovland.
Okay.
I don't know.
Enough said.
And third pick.
Your guy.
Wolfman. Matt Wolf.
Also, all three are getting picked this week.
He's picking Hovland and Wolf every time they're in a tournament.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't pick Morikawa, but it's because I already took him.
Yep.
My picks.
Mine.
Okay.
I'm second. Well, just so, I'm sticking with my plan here, going with one lefty, one Canadian, and one Asian. Unfortunately, there's only one lefty and one Canadian in the whole tournament. So, I'm taking Phil. I'm taking Corey Connors, and I have 73 Asians to pick from, and I'm taking him.
You make it sound like it's a tough
way to go
choice.
Off the board.
It is a tough choice.
Okay.
Sungjae.
One of the Lees is going to be up there.
I had six him, of them. But then you took him before me in the draft, so I'm going to take Tyrrell Hatton.
Oh. Yep.
Then I'm taking JT. Justin Thomas is in this tournament.
You're not worried about Tyrrell. I got nothing.
No, I'm not. I guess you could have just stopped. I'm not. And then I got Colin Morikawa.
Where are all the European guys? Like, why aren't they in this? Is there
there's
what tournaments?
Euros,
going? But like, where's like Rom?
It's probably like the biggest tournament in Europe that we just forgot to mention.
Cut this out. Cut this. that reminds me.
The race to Dubai is week one. This week.
My second big thing that I was going to bring up on the pod, the opinion change that I have. Here it is. I hate Justin Thomas's style.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We've been welcome to episode 37.
I've been trying to support him, and then you know what tipped me over the edge? When he posted a picture of his new shoes that he's going to wear. And they're just like, I hate that old school style with the wing tip, yeah,
toe different color.
Yeah, I hate that style of shoe. Like, I just, with all the shoe choices you have in the world, like, I'm not saying go full Brooks off whites, but like, there are so many cool shoes that you can wear.
They're like tuxedo looking shoes, yeah.
Yeah, especially with like, those are obviously FootJoys, so you can, there's so many choices and you go with that. So
You're out.
I'm out on them.
Yeah, fair enough. I was out on him when he wore that four-piece vest, remember?
Oh, that's cool, but...
More so his collars.
Anyways, should do the randomizer.
Yeah. All right, quick randomizer, then we're going
to
wrap it up.
I was just going to mention quick, the last tournament in the Race to Dubai is until November 21st.
Yeah, so I didn't think it was.
Yeah, it's a long time away.
But they got to be maybe heating up, I don't know. What tournament is over there this week?
Oh, ring the bell.
God.
I'll look it up
we
on
still
my
have a bell?
I'll look it up on my phone.
We still got a bell. While you're pulling up the Bell app, can you multitask and he's got it. What's the randomizer?
Randomizer's in for probably another tough week. Uh-oh. Although no missed cuts, so could be okay. First number that spit out was 49th, Troy Merritt.
Okay.
So hit Not and miss terrible. There. Yep. Hit and miss yep. there. Next number spit out. You got it?
Yeah, go ahead. Just
next number spit out was 6. That is Yi Kun Chang. Never heard of him. And we follow golf pretty religiously, pretty closely, yep. So we'll see what happens there. And the next one was the 67th. That's Cam Smith. Another hit and miss. So
it's got a bit of a chance.
It's not as bad as last week.
There could be a couple 20s in there.
It's not as bad as last week, but I still don't like it.
I'm going to say 20, yeah, average of 66.
That team's beating my team for sure because I have Phil.
And if any of those guys drop out, Rafa Cabrera Bayo is the first alternate. Ooh. And if two people drop out, it's Rafa and Charlie Hoffman. So the randomizer's hoping for a couple dropouts of those two dropping out.
So I found out what tournament's this week in Europe. It's a French tournament, and it's at Le National.
Ooh, yeah, that's where they all are.
Whoa.
Watching that.
We have Nine Bridges and Le National.
Whoa.
In the same week.
And those tournaments overseas are our mornings.
Yeah. Yep. So they're on at different times.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be golf on Golf Channel all day.
Maybe the two best courses in the whole world.
Okay. All right. Well, on that
two
note.
Two of the top 10, maybe? Two of the top 20?
Well, on that note, I think it wraps it up.
It'll be interesting to watch Le National again.
Mm-hmm.
So here's hoping Lonto's with us next week. But if not, we have a couple other interviews that we really want to get to. So stick with us. Just stick with us. Just stay tuned. Please.
Hang around. Yeah.
We swear it's coming.
Yeah. But on that note, hope everyone enjoys CJ Cup. Night Golf is back. We'll be back next week for episode 86. But this wraps up Ocho Cinco. I don't even think I said that at the start. 85, Ocho Cinco.
Didn't have to.
But until 86, it's time to hit the clubhouse.